mission. You got to listen. We pole politicking. It's so dope when it kick in. You can get in where you fit in. We straight pole politicking. The whole squad on the mission. You got to listen. You know what this is when we pole politicking. My money long like division. I proposition to put a fist in. We straight pole politicking. Hey yo, I rise like the sun in the east, running the streets. Same people that was coming in peace, summon the beast on the microphone. It's never a long and hard task. For God, I'm gonna smash they blog and podcast. Introduction to journalism 101 with Pharaoh Pope politicking about where I'm from and what I do. What's up? It gotta be good interviewing everybody. You know they probably could take all the blood, sweat, and tears working all them years, putting in 10,000 hours. It empowers careers from the baby and Megan Thee Stallion to Yo Gotti. High as a kite, jet life, currency in the party with MC Light. Jay Prince said I rap a lot. Super Saiyan Black Kakarot with a Macintosh laptop and my Apple Watch. Smoking Fraggle Rocks, four eyes, got more lines and hooks than a tackle box.
What?
The whole squad on the mission, you got to listen. We pole politicking, it's so dope when it kick in. You can get in where you fit in, we straight pole politicking. The whole squad on the mission, you got to listen. You know what this is when we pole politicking. My money long like division, I proposition to put a fist in. We straight pole politicking.
Welcome back to PolePoliticking.com, your home for self-help news hip-hop. Check us out on YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you listen to podcasts. 1212, I'm in the place to be with the champ, Austin, no doubt, Trout. How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How y'all doing?
I'm good, man. So I've been making sure I'm staying in touch with you with the last couple. We did an interview, I want to say a year ago. So I just been talking with you, man. So I saw you did a couple fights, and then I saw you got into bare knuckle boxing now.
I mean, I'm still boxing too, though. But yeah, man, this bare knuckles is lit. It's fun.
I would say if anybody for the boxing fan, what would you tell them? What's the difference between boxing and bare knuckle? Because they might think it's the same.
So I mean, it's relatively the same, except. How do I put it? You definitely get a lot more knockouts, a lot more knockdowns, a lot more cuts, a lot more bruises, a lot more bleeding. It's, you know, it's boxing, but just the violence amped up a little bit because of the bare knuckle aspect.
And what made you want to get involved with bare knuckle?
The activity one, you know, I was a fan lightweight before they even asked me. I was like, bro, you know, depending on what they're paying, I would do that for real. And then, you know, my man Nelson Lopez came through and was like, would you fight? You know what I mean? And when they told me who and how much, I was like, bet, absolutely, let's go.
Yeah, and then, like we said, you fought Diego Sanchez, so I saw the buildup. So how did you feel about, you know, fighting someone like from Diego Sanchez, that UFC, that name and legacy he had in UFC? So how did that feel, fighting someone like that?
No, it was definitely a great name for my debut, in my opinion. It was a great way to get my feet wet. You know, now I'm looking to see what else I can do in the game.
Yeah, then I actually, like I said, I was watching the fight, man. I was like, damn, I saw like all like the footwork, the head movement, you was working the jab. So like you said, I saw you brought the boxing element to it. Like, I know some people think like, oh, they just gonna sit there and like just slug. But I saw like you was doing all that. You brought all that to the game.
Yeah, but also too, it is more of a fight. They allow the clinching, they allow the dirty boxing, so to speak. And so, you know, if you watch the fight, the first round, you know, I got in there, was holding, hitting, holding, you know, scrapping a little bit. And that part too is what I was like, man, I like this shit, man. I can't lie. This is good. This is cool.
Yeah, then at the end, I saw, like, so I guess it was you won the fight, but then something happened where they were saying you had too much Vaseline on you or something. Like, what was that about?
So again, in the timeline of it, right after the fight, Diego credits, I was standing right next to him, credits him not being able to implement his game plan due to my footwork speed, right? my head movement, so on and so forth. Then and the next day, a video comes out where these guys are accusing, not necessarily me or my team, but they're accusing the BKFC cornermen of putting Vaseline in illegal places, right? So they're not even talking about the amount. They just say it was in illegal places. So Diego ran with that. Oh, yeah, I wasn't able to clinch him because he was too slippery. I knew I felt something too slick, so on and so forth, right? Then they find out that there's no rule against putting on Vaseline in the exposed areas. Mm-hmm. There's no rule against that. But there is a rule to excess Vaseline, which it says that the commission or the ref can advise the champ or can instruct the fighter to remove the Vaseline. So again, I was like, look, no one told me to take any Vaseline off. First you said I put it in the wrong place, that I couldn't have it on my back and my body. And then you assholes read the rules and was like, oh, whoops. Well, then he put too much. It was all in his beard, in his head, and behind his head. I'm like, so, you know?
Well, I was saying, I saw too, it's like you kind of, at the end of the fight, you kind of like was graceful because you could have, you know, beat him up worse. But I saw you start hitting him and pointing at the referee, like, look at him.
Check him.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Right now, like, man, I should have just whooped his ass all the way through.
Nah, man. That nigga might have died. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want that on my conscience. I hit him with a left hand, and his face looked like it exploded. You know what I'm saying? And he was already a bloody mess. So for his face to get more bloodier after, you know, a punch, I'm like, man, you want to check that? You might want to go check that. You know, the ref, and at first, the ref ain't listen. I had to jab him again. I was like, now do you want to check him? Right? And, it wasn't until Diego started looking at his face. It was like, somebody save me, please. You know what I mean? Somebody save me.
Yeah, I mean,
but absolutely.
Yeah, I guess that's what I say. Always, I don't know, man. Like, one thing I like about you, you just always, like, classy. Like, you never, like, you always just kick the high road. So, I appreciate
that. I appreciate that, man. You know, a lot of people want me to change, but I ain't going to change that. You know, I'll be gracious. Like I said, I want to be like a Black James Bond. You know what I'm saying? Classy, but deadly.
So what's going on with you now?
Well, you know, I'm looking for another fight, whether it be boxing, bare knuckle. You know, I'm looking to get another title run, whether it be boxing or bare knuckle. So, you know, we're just looking. I'm hearing BKFC wants to do something, you know, in the summer. Well, let's see what boxing's trying to do when they're trying to do it.
So how you see about, did you watch the UFC last night with John Jones?
Yeah, man, he came back and he worked it easy, made it look easy, man.
Have you thought about doing like MMA yet or?
Nah, I'm good. I'm good on that. I'll stick to the hands, man.
Yeah, then I noticed I was watching the Jake Paul fight a couple, like it was last week, and I noticed everybody there was like Tyson Fury was there, Mike Tyson, Wilder, like all the celebrities. And I was like, wow, like he did something where he can bring all these people to his fight. He making all this money. So I'm going to say, what's your opinion of him as far as just his marketing and how he was able to like generate so much money as a boxer?
You know, I guess it's a blessing that he chose boxing. And the reason why I say that is because since he chose boxing, fortunately, he's trying to make things better for boxers. You know, he came in boxing and was like, wait a minute. How come these guys who've been dedicating their whole life, gone through this, they fought everybody, they're not making as much as me? How come that is? But the promoter's making as much as me. He ain't doing nothing. We got to flip that. So he started, you know, giving, like, people that fired on his card. I remember there's one card that didn't, it didn't go down. Something happened where it got canceled. He still paid everybody on the card. Even if they didn't fight. I mean, that shit's unheard of. So what he's doing is he's changing the game because other people are going to have to get in line and follow suit. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to Jake Paul for choosing boxing and trying to make boxing a better place for boxers. And that's another thing that I was very interested in BKFC for. That's the main reason why I'm so attracted to it, is that they understand that, especially in that type of sport where, you know, I'm going to take the cuts and bruises and, you know, for these people, entertainment. We are the most important factor in this whole equation.
I would say, and then, like, some people might see all the cuts, because to me, it seems like you get cut quicker in the bare knuckle. So is it more dangerous than boxing, or is it the same danger level?
A lot of studies have shown that concussion-wise, with the glove on, you have more blunt force trauma. So with just the bare knuckle, if you get caught in the right place, you're going down. You're not going to be out on your feet taking more damage. You're just going to go down, be out, and be done with it. You know, so for concussion, they say that it's a little bit safer, bare knuckle. But then, of course, you know, soft tissue damage is definitely more dangerous for that.
And isn't the bare knuckle, wouldn't that be like the oldest form of boxing?
Yeah, it's very back to the Queensberry, you know. 1880-somethings, when the 1800s, you know, back in the bare knuckle days.
I know they would. I challenge you to a duel. I'm gonna say. So, who was some of the? I don't know if I asked you this in the last interview. Who are some of the boxers you study and look up to?
Oh man, well, you know, of course, the great Ali. My generation, Roy Jones Jr. was the man, popping. I used to love watching. You know, even regardless of what I feel about him personally, Oscar De La Hoya. You know, he was probably one of the complete packages as far as boxing goes: speed, power, finesse. Sugar Ray, Pernell Whitaker, Sweet Pea, Sugar Ray Leonard. Of course, Mike Tyson. You know, those are the ones growing up, and then the ones I studied, like my mom put me on, made me watch, was, you know, even like Ali, Floyd Patterson. Of course, Ali. Studied Sugar Ray Leonard a lot, Hagler, a lot of Marvis Martin, total package there too. I can name a lot of them. Alexis Aguero, he's one to study for sure. Nowadays, I'd be studying like Terrence Crawford. You know, he's one I like to put film on.
So,
Dad,
I was gonna say, they was talking about Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence. How you feel about that fight if it ever happens?
Yeah, man, I don't know. He's like Crawford. In my opinion, Crawford has not impressed me. There's never been a fight that Crawford hasn't impressed me in. And I can almost say the same for Spence. You know, and I'm saying almost meaning that, you know, there's fights where he still looked impressive. You know what I mean? Not saying I wasn't impressed. He's always looked good. It's not a fight that I haven't really seen him not look good in. But I guess the ending wasn't as what I expect or something like that. It's, you know, he's always impressed me. But I've always been impressed with Crawford. But for the last two showings for both of them, right? In the last two showings for both of them, I've been more impressed with Spence than I've been with Crawford.
Yeah, I was gonna tell you, man. I had just found this out. Henry Armstrong's from my hometown. I'm from Columbus.
Word.
Yeah, that's where he's from. So hopefully, I got to find out we related though. He was born back in the day.
Yeah. Let me find out. That's boxing royalty.
I say, have you all checked out the Creed yet?
The Creed, I ain't seen it yet. You know, it's funny because I'm going through all of them, starting with Rocky One.
Okay.
And with Creed 2, and then I'm going to go hit the movies and watch Creed 3.
You saw Rocky 1, you just want to start over and watch them all again?
I've seen them all, but, you know, I'm just starting them all over.
What's your favorite one?
My favorite one of Rocky? Or, you know, because Creed 2 is... Creed 1's probably the best so far. 2 is still damn good. My favorite Rocky... I'd have to say Rocky 3. Yeah, with Mr. T. Because, you know, he got his ass whooped and he learned some soul, some little footwork, and came back and whooped him. So, yeah, Rocky 3 is probably my favorite one.
And then what made you want to be a boxer?
Rocky. You know, but no doubt my mom was a big boxing fan. We used to always watch. We used to have these big old Rocky movie marathons, right? And me growing up, I think we were at 4 or 5 at the time. You know what I'm saying? And so that was, I thought we had to go to Philly to be a professional boxer.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So yeah, Rocky was one of those things. I was like, yeah, I want to do that.
So Apollo Creed is based on Muhammad Ali, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the whole
there Creed, was some journeyman that
Chuck ended up Wagner or something.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. They finally settled that.
So Creed is basically based off Muhammad Ali's son, almost.
Kind of, sort of, not really. So Creed, you know, Creed is not, I don't think it's based off of anybody. I think this was just pure taking the story, running with it. Whereas Rocky had a basis on a real human in a real situation. And then although the storyline didn't match the fighter's life, that's where it started. It started with him having a great fight, not winning, but doing enough to call for maybe a rematch, right? And then we got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, so on and so forth. Creed is just, you know, a continuation of that.
Yeah, so what's up. That's what's up. And then what do you like to do when you're not boxing or training?
You know, like video games, shooting guns, you know, riding skateboards. It's about to get nice outside, so it's about time to start camping and whatnot.
You be riding skateboards for real?
Longboard. It's because I like snowboarding. And so in the summer, longboards is the next closest thing.
All right. And then what did you want the people to know about you?
Shit. What is an interesting thing? Well, I'm a true left-hander, and that should just be interesting enough because left-handers, we rule the world. Interesting fact about me and my fellow lefties, 0.7%. Of the world, right? It's not even a whole percent.
Okay.
But no, I'm sorry, not 0.7. 7% of the world are left-handers.
Huh.
But 50% of the world's leaders, all through history, dictators, tyrants, heroes, were all left-handed. So.
Hey, so what you trying to say?
We are just better. There's something special about us lefties, no doubt. They say, you know, Joan of Arc was lefty. Cleopatra was lefty. Ramses was lefty. The majority of our presidents were left-handers. Look it up. I'll tell you. The majority of all the major people in the history were left-handed.
And then I would say, what are some fights you want? If you can make any fight, what would be the fights you want?
Well, before her got smacked yesterday, I would have loved that rematch, but ain't no point doing that now. In the bare knuckle world, it's Luis Palomino. He's got, they call him the best boxer in the BKFC, so I want that fight. In the boxing world, Liam Smith, James Metcalf, Danny Garcia, all roads lead to Charlo, Jermell Charlo. You know, he got the belt. Those are the fights I want in boxing.
Yeah, I feel like in boxing, you can avoid it, though. Do you feel like that? I feel like
I do feel like that. I feel like they're like, that's too much. It's too much for you know, I don't know if they'll get my respect doing that because they've taken a lot of fights from me, so.
That's crazy, man. So, like, how can you, I guess, what can you do to, like if you feel like the people, like the boxers are avoiding you, is there anything you can do?
Man, ain't nobody avoiding me in the bare knuckle game, so that's what I do. I go fight over there. They pay good, they show love. I'm gonna go ahead and take that if I can. If I'm not gonna sit here and wait for boxing to give me a chance when the bare knuckles trying to give me plenty of opportunities.
Yeah, that's crazy. I feel like it's another cat, Andrade. They do him the same way. Like he don't get no. Like people scared to fight him too, so I guess like
nah, let's talk about Andrade's ass. He doesn't fight. He chooses not to fight. He acts like everybody's scared of him, scared of that, this and the third. But this nigga, he's like, well, if it ain't gonna be Canelo, I ain't fighting nobody then, basically.
Oh, so he that's why well, he
yeah, yeah. He, those layoffs, you know what I'm saying, was lightweight his fault too. And that foul shit he did with the Rock Nation, you know what I mean? It's no wonder nobody's trying to deal with him. That was foul how he set them up. They was trying to give him a bag.